Well, joining us now to talk about this first-of-its-kind event is Heather Lamb, Indigenous Liaison Specialist. And Heather, thank you so much for joining us here today. Can you give us some details about what is coming up? It's kind of rare to have a first-of-its-kind event these days, so can you walk us through what's going on?
Yeah, for sure. So we are having the first ever Indigenous New Student Orientation at NAIT. It is for all First Nation, Métis, Inuit students. It's going to be a day that I want to feel like community. We're going to have an elder with our cultural advisor, Lonnie Potts, opening. We're going to do the land acknowledgement. We're going to provide information for our First Nation, Métis, Inuit students about specific supports that they can access while attending NAIT. They're going to meet some of the staff available. They're going to get an introduction. We're going to have a barbecue. So we're going to feed all the students and any support people they want to bring. We're going to have some swag, some free t-shirts, some tote bags. It's just going to be about building relationships and finding their place and just being comfortable before classes start.
Well, all that sounds fantastic. It's making me want to maybe show up and grab some free swag, even though I'm not a student there anymore. But I wanted to ask, I mean, why now? Why is this the time to have this first ever event?
I know specifically for myself, starting post-secondary as an Indigenous student, it can be hard to find your place. There's specific challenges leaving your community, navigating funding, or figuring out a big campus. So we just want to create a space where students feel welcome, they feel seen from day one, they can meet other Indigenous students, they can build community, and they can just find their place, because it can be really hard to find your place as an Indigenous student navigating post-secondary.
It really can, yeah. So this is going to be a fantastic event. And what do you hope kids can maybe take away from this event? Is there like a specific one thing, or is it kind of just you're just sort of there for them?
The biggest goal is connection. We want students to feel like they're not alone. There's a team of people behind them, whether it's for academics, cultural support, finding community. We want students to feel like they belong. And once they feel like they belong and they build connection and build community, that they have a higher chance of success for attending post-secondary.
And with this being the first one, is there plans to make this a yearly thing now?
Absolutely. So this is, as we mentioned, the first ever Indigenous New Student Orientation, but this is just the beginning. I would love to make this an annual tradition to have more students hear about this event, attend. It'd be great to get more people involved and just make it something that's an annual tradition for the Indigenous students.
And if somebody is interested in this, where can they go about to get some more information, Heather?
They can email me. They can check us out on the NAIT website, the Niso Kamatatan Center. There's a space where it says meet the staff, and they can find my email information, or they can contact us, the Niso Kamatatan Center. We are on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, perfect. Well, we will make a note of that. The first ever Indigenous Student Orientation at NAIT taking place Tuesday, August the 26th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the NAIT Gymnasium. Heather, thank you so much for this, and we will look forward to what should be a fantastic event on Tuesday.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.